Hello, hello, girlfriends, and welcome to the Claim Podcast. This is a bit of a special episode that you're listening to because this is a re-release of our best year yet, which is 2021. So what you're listening to is one of our top downloaded ever episodes and some of our favorite ones. And just to mention a few things, 2021 has been a huge milestone for Claimed, and the podcast has been a part of that. I really want to thank you all for being here with us on the journey so far. There's a lot more things to come, and the podcast is going to basically take a new shape as I come out of my maternity leave. As you know, if you're new to this, hello, I've just had my second baby and I'm coming out of my maternity leave slowly. If you've been listening to the podcast this year or maybe more, thank you so much. I really, really value it. And as I'm going through this transition within myself and within my work, we decided for 2022 to really focus on what's important. So the podcast, and this is one of the reasons why we're actually re-releasing the best stuff, because we need a little bit of time to just, you know, interview some of the best guests so far, for me to create amazing episodes for you and to really give you a lot of value, which we really want to focus on this year. Speaking of, you know, giving you a bit of time to relax, enjoy, maybe you didn't have time to listen to, you know, all of these episodes that we've produced, take this time to listen to our top 10, the creme de la creme of Claim Podcasts, how you call it. So take your time, take notes, sit back, relax, and soak in all of the nuggets of wisdom inside, and really, really enjoy, and let us know what feedback you have. I would love to hear from you. If you want to leave a review on the podcast, please do so. That will really, really help us. If you want to send us a DM on Instagram, we're not very active on Instagram, almost at all, but we're still checking our DMs, or just drop us a note, an email to anna@claim.com, and I'll be sure to read it. Thanks so much, and enjoy the creme de la creme of 2021. All right, everyone, welcome to the Claim Podcast, to the Claim channel, or wherever you're listening or watching this. I'm super excited because today we have three amazing women joining us for another round table of drinks and experiences and sharings of their journey. So I've got Michelle, Samantha, and Angie who are joining us today, who've been in the Claim program, who've experienced results. Obviously, that's why they're here, to share their story. And as I told them, I'll just say this again, I'm so grateful that all three of you are here. I mean, for some women, it's easy, you know, it's like, yeah, sure. But for some women, it's quite a big, especially if this is your first time on a podcast or doing anything like this, then it can be kind of nerve-wracking. So I really, really appreciate, and I know the women listening also really appreciate hearing about your story and journey. And let's hope that we're going to inspire some women to take this step and explore at least this possibility and what's waiting for them. So we're going to begin with, we're kind of going to do a round table, as I said, and I'm going to call it out, and we have our drinks. Well, you have our drinks. It's middle of the day for me, and I'm also in my pregnancy, so I can't really have my sure of a drink. But let's begin about, let's introduce ourselves and tell us, you know, who you are, where you're from, just as much detail as you want, really, because this is supposed to be super fun and light. So let's start with Michelle.
Okay. Hello. Thank you Hello. For having me. So honored to be here, to have made so much progress. It really is an honor. Mm-hmm. So I am Michelle. I am a business owner in Jersey City, New Jersey, and I started my Claim journey in November when I was about to turn 35. I feel like I was in a pattern of dating great guys, but it not just getting past a certain point in the relationship, and really looking for some clarity there, but really not. I think the biggest part that came out for me, which I'm sure we will get to, is more how I kind of just really found myself. And that has been the best part of all this. And I'm sure we'll get into that in a bit. So I'll pass the mic over to Angie.
To Angie. Are we going in a round table? Okay. Well, I'm Angie, and I'm a freelance illustrator, artist in Southern California, LA, Long Beach area. And I started Claimed in November as well, just in the most perfect divine timing ever. like the week I moved back home after moving out of an apartment with my boyfriend, after realizing something's not right. I don't really know what it is. I'm tired and exhausted, and something has changed in our relationship. And I know it's not him, it's me. What do I need to do? And I saw her ad on Facebook, and I was just reading it like as if something was just like talking directly to me. And I was like, all right, this is kind of weird, to the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the webinar. And then I was like, okay, I need this. Like, this is like speaking to me. And then that's when I like signed up, and I was just like, it took one weekend listening to your podcast, you know, just like kind of dipping my toes into it, like even watching your flow videos and being like, okay, I think, yeah, I've been not in my body. Like, okay. So that's when I was just like, I need this for myself.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. And Samantha.
So I'm Samantha. I'm 32 and I'm a cardiology physician assistant. And I started this journey back in August of this past year. And I was at a point where I was post like really painful breakup. And after that breakup, I had a lot of kind of realizations about myself and like how I contributed in ways that I was totally unconscious of. And I got really into men's work. So I discovered polarity actually through men's work. I started to obsess about like men's work podcasts. And that's where I got introduced to polarity, like the concept of polarity. And I was like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. And it was right around that time that I was introduced to your work. And actually, first I tried to find, I was like, okay, so if this is men's work, like where's the women's equivalent? So I started to kind of look for that. And I did not resonate with what I found. Like what I found was this like super flowy, like it was too much. I was like, that's not me. I can't go there. No, that's not it. And so then I felt like when I found your program, Anna, I felt like, okay, this is me. This is like, I'm a highly successful woman. And what makes me successful at work is making me unsuccessful in relationships. And that was a truth that I just knew. And so as soon as you said that, I was like, well, yeah, I know that. That's definitely me. Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. Wow. So thanks so much for introducing yourself. And I love how, you know, obviously like you're in the same program working towards the same result, but all of you kind of came from different, not necessarily experiences, but, you know, life experience, I guess, stories. So Michelle, you are someone who's, you know, has this pattern of, okay, I'm meeting great guys, but it's not moving forward in a way that I want to. Angie, you know, there's a story there, breaking up with your boyfriend, moving, and, you know, I'm tired, exhausted, what's happening? And then Samantha, also past painful breakup, realizing what's happening, you know, men's work. I love that, and polarity, and and that led you to that. And I want to comment something on what Samantha said, actually. And, you know, for me, it happened organically, but I think you're right, Samantha. Why so many women resonate with this kind of a message is because, you know, this whole work around, you know, femininity and embodiment, a lot of the times is talked about or portrayed or worked through the lens of like, I'm going to be a goddess and divine feminine, words that I don't even use because I do not resonate with them. You know, like I'm not a woman who's going to go and like do flower crowns and like sit with my chakras. And I don't know, like even, you know, like we do work with womb space, but I don't go there that much, you know? So it's very much kind of practical, down to earth. And you're right. It's like, we're all high achievers, successful women, we run on masculine energy. And I think those types of women don't really resonate with all of that kind of like divine fit. Maybe we'll get there in time, but for me, it has never been something that pulled me in, you know, not because I look down on it, but it's just not something that resonates. So thanks for sharing that. That's really cool to hear. And that's what we hear time and time again from women who are joining this program, because this is different. It feels like it is different. Although we do talk about polarity, feminine, masculine, we do talk about esoteric terms and embodiment and feel into your heart space and move and flow. But I guess the entry point is very much a direct, like Angie said, you know, I saw the ad, I read it and, you know, I got pulled in and it was straightforward. And that's why I'm here. Okay. Well, let's move on with, I guess my question to all of you is, what motivated you to sign up for a discovery call? Because, and maybe that relates to what we talked about, but, you know, there's this point where you're doing the work, you're listening to a bit of a podcast or maybe you read, and then something pulls you in to the point where you're like, okay, I really need to take the next step and explore to sign up for a discovery call. Because there's a lot of women there who perhaps like have doubts, you know, or am I ready? Am I not ready? I don't know. You know, what is this? I got to get on a call. So I'm really curious about, for all of you, what was that moment where you were like, okay, I'm going to take the next step. I'm going to sign up and I'm going to get on a call. So we can start with Samantha and then we'll move on into the direction of Angie and then Michelle.
Perfect. Yes. So I did kind of a similar thing to Michelle. I think it was, I can't remember which of you said this. I think actually you both said this. I read and then I kind of started listening to some podcasts to see, you know, what I thought about what you were saying and how much I related with it. And I actually remember when I made the decision. Like, I remember the very moment, like that night. I remember like thinking about it and looking at my phone. And I remember asking myself the question, am I going to regret this if I don't? And that was really the question for me. And as soon as I answered yes, I was like, okay, done. Then I don't need to think about this anymore. This isn't something to agonize over. Like, if that's the truth in my heart, then that's the truth. And I'm going to just check it out. That was my story.
And can I ask a follow-up question here, which obviously is for everyone. Sorry, I forgot to add that. And then tell me, Samantha, what happened on the discovery call? And why did you say yes to the program? Because that's a huge step as well. You know, it's like, you know, sometimes you get on a call. Well, not sometimes. Most of the women get on a call. They don't know the person on the other side. I think all of you actually had discovery calls. You didn't have it with me. You actually had it with a member of my team. So that adds another layer of like, all right, who is this woman? So if you remember, Samantha, your discovery call, tell us more about what happened there and why did you say yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had my discovery call with Becca and she like led me through just a basic, you know, embodiment exercise. And I remember her asking me about like what my true desires were. And I just like kind of broke down as I'm like telling her this like perfect stranger. I mean, I felt really safe with her. Like we had a very easy and good rapport immediately. But I just remember the words that I used were words that have never come out of my mouth before. Never. You know, I said things like, I want to feel safe. I want to be relaxed. Like, that's what it would feel like is just like a deep sigh out. And I heard those things come out of my mouth and I was kind of surprised. And I think that that was probably the main thing for me was just to hear myself say that. It was like, oh, this is a different way of being than I have been before already. That was plenty.
Yeah. And I think this is very similar to what women experience. Curious to hear what Angie and Michelle have to say if they've experienced that. Thanks, Samantha. So moving on to Angie, tell us, why did you sign up for a discovery call? What happened there, similar to Samantha or not? And why did you say yes to the program?
So, right, I watched the webinar and then I don't know if there was anything after that. I think I got in contact with Becca, right, for the call. And I don't know. I was just like, the webinar just pulled me in. It was just like one little thing in like a path following. And I was like, I need to know what's next. You know, I just had that feeling like, please tell me more. And so I was like, okay, like without even thinking about it, I was just like, okay, I need to do this call. Like I wasn't even thinking about like money or anything. I was just, something inside me was just like, go. Like I was just very intuitive about it. But even so, at the time, I feel like I was way, way more in my head. And so when it came to talking with Becca, God, I can't even remember what I said. Samantha, you have such a good memory. I think I was just, you know, I was just so like tense and confused and lost. And I just didn't know how to like get in touch with myself. Like I needed some sort of guidance. And then Becca was able to like help me drop into my body and get those answers. And I just felt like kind of expansive, calm territory where I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know like I could access that easily. And I thought it over, you know, she didn't pressure me or anything. And she was like, you know, feel into it. Whereas I was just like thinking about it. And she's like, just feel into it over the weekend and we'll talk again. And so I was like, okay, you know, but still kind of in my head. And then once it came, it was sort of similar to you, Samantha. It was just like asking myself, like, I have two options. I can either do it or not. And either I can invest in myself and become, you know, like learn about myself, get in touch with myself again, or I can just keep feeling lost and trying to figure it out on my own, which I, you know, it's like I kind of have come on this somewhat healing journey where I'm just like learning by myself. But this is the first time where I actually allowed myself like, okay, I want to be helped. I want to be guided. I want someone who already knows how to do this mm-hmm. to just guide me so I don't have to like spend all the time and stress thinking about it. And I was like, you know what? This is my life. Yeah, this is my whole life that I'm investing in. Why wouldn't I do this? So it was just like, when I asked myself that, I was just like, yeah, let's do this. Like, I'm in. Like, I have nothing to lose. So.
Yeah, wow. Beautiful. Thanks so much, Angie. And we're definitely, my next question to all of you after we talk to Michelle is going to be, well, what happened, right? Like, what are the aha moments? I want to hear some stories from all of you. So it's time to start thinking about stories and examples. But first, let's talk to beautiful Michelle. So Michelle, tell us your journey about what motivated you to sign up on the Discovery Call. What happened? Why did you say yes?
Okay. I have a different story. I don't know if you remember. I think you do.
Oh, yes, I do.
My Discovery Call and my sign up process was not as pain-free as yours were, girls. But I think it's I offer a different perspective. So I'm just going to keep it real. So the reason, I had a similar story, Angie, where I saw it on Facebook. I had been in therapy for, you know, a while. Obviously, COVID stuff creeping in. It was a hard time. I live alone. I run a company. And it, I mean, obviously, all the things that are very unpredictable during this time was really hard. And it was really weighing on me. And yeah, maybe it was me just like, you know, nearing 35 or whatever it was. I saw Anna's advertisement on Facebook and I was like, okay. And I clicked on it. But like something about it was very captivating. And I absolutely felt like I could have written the script. I was like, what? This is so creepy. Like I really felt so connected to the language that was coming out that I was like, okay, cool. Like I let that pass for a day. I'm like a definite, like I think about things for a little while before I grab something. I like to research. I want to read all the reviews. I'm very diligent on my research because I want the best of the best of the best. Like if I'm going to invest in this kind of a program, is this the best program to invest in? Like I'm very like bougie that way. Like I just want the best of it because I want to make sure that like after I've invested that I know that like this was the best option that's available. So I did not watch the webinar, which on my Discovery Call, whoever I spoke to, she was very shocked to hear that. She's like, wait, what? How did you even find us then? She's like, everyone watches the webinar. And I was like, oh, like I watched the webinar. I saw the advertisement and then I started listening to the podcast. And then I just like, I found myself like for a little while, just like Google searching more about the program and like, and the concepts like embodiment and femininity. And, you know, this is something I would say over a year ago, I was taught about like in my relationship that like I have a masculine side. And I was like, what does that even mean? Like, what? What do you mean? I'm a woman and I'm definitely like feminine. Like I just was so confused. But so the concept was there. I'd heard stuff like this before. So when I heard you say it again in your intro, I was like, oh, like it felt really like, oh, this is a thing. And like I felt really connected to it. And so I just found myself going back and forth. And I remember obviously being like a little sticker shocked on my Discovery Call because I was definitely prepared to like, you know, put money in down. Like I was prepared to invest in myself. I just didn't know what that looked like. And so when I was given the cost, I was like, okay, well, where's the founder? Because like I'm a founder of my company. So like I was like, well, where's the owner? Like, is she even involved? Like I just wanted to make sure that like
I was getting what I was paying for. So then Anna gave me a call after my discovery call. I did the drop in on the discovery call. I was like, kind of like weirded out at first. I still have that journal entry of the thing, but I said the same words as you did. I was saying things, Samantha, I was like saying things like, I wanted to feel safe, things. And I was like, what am I saying? I'm admitting this out loud. Like it felt embarrassing. But I think I ended up like, I think I did shed like a tear. I just remember feeling really uncomfortable, but like in a good way, like expanding, you know? And so once Anna was like, hey, I heard you had a call. Cause I ended up reaching back out and saying, okay, well, like, I would like more information. Like what else is available? You know, I wasn't sold on the call, but I was like, okay, well, what else? And then finally Anna was just like, hey, like, do you want to chat? And I was like, yes, I would love to chat with you. Like, I just wanted to get you on the phone. Cause I wanted to like catch your vibe and see what it was all about. And that's what sold me, obviously. I was very like, you know, we set up like a plan and I remember being like, I don't know. And I really still wasn't even sure. And I had my first, we hung up and like 20 minutes later, there was a call and there was a very long feminine flow at the end of that call that I was like, what is happening? So I had the computer on while I was brushing up, like getting ready for bed. And I'm watching all of you guys like do your flow. And I was just like, and I was like, I didn't do it at all. I was like brushing my teeth and just taking in the experience and just watching now like the video on. And, but I think it's okay to do that. Like, and I say this for all the newbies because like, it wasn't seamless for me. I was definitely defensive and like uncomfortable. And now I feel like, I can't wait for our calls and I'm so excited and all of that stuff. So, but that was my experience. So when I did finally start getting into it though.
Wow. What a story, Michelle. Yeah. So I kind of forgot, but now I remember. I remember getting on a call with you and I'm like, all right, she's one of those amazing women. And we've had with an amazing, like what I say, amazing, because it is like not in a negative way, but you know, because we get a lot of women who like Samantha or Angie, you know, are, and not to say that Michelle, you are not intuitive, but you know, some women are more connected, I suppose, to their bodies and their intuition. And it's easy for them to say a body yes and then go for it. But for some women, it's not. And I've actually like, I've interviewed Shanna, which, you know, Shanna, the star of Claimed, one of the, you know, she was the same actually. So I had to get on a call with and Shanna, you know, when I say Shanna, all the women in the program were like, that woman is like, you know, she has her man now, everything. And she was like that. So she wanted to know, she wanted a guarantee. She wanted to know the evidence. Where's the research on her? Like, who are you? You know, tell me like, where's the, how do you say, like, where's the pudding? The proof is in the pudding. So, you know, it's so funny. And we'll laugh about all this. And then she's like, yeah, can I have the guarantee in writing and all of this? And then when she got into the program 2 weeks later, she sent me a message. She's like, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, but thanks for, you know, being there for me and everything. Cause you know, being who we are as women, successful, driven and everything, like as you were talking about, I wanted to do the research. So masculine, right? I want to make sure this is the best thing ever. And then you look at, you know, three options or four, and then you ask questions, which is amazing and brilliant. I'm sure, you know, Michelle, you run your own business and that's what we have to do as business owners. But yeah, it's really interesting how on these calls, it's really answering, because I remember you had a lot of questions, Michelle. And honestly, I didn't know if you were to sign up or not. And I think until the end, I was like, all right, what's happening? Like, are you in or are you out? Like, what are the questions you have? And I'm so glad that you did sign up.
Well, it's your energy too. Like, you're not trying to sell it. Like, you're just like, this is here. It's not for everyone. If you want to do it, great. And I got real with you about like, I'm like, I have sales background. And you're like, great. You're like, that's great. Like, and you were just very like, this is the program. I just like to read people. And I just felt like you were really authentic. And I felt like I could connect with you. And like, that's what I wanted. Somebody who wasn't just like selling me, you know, the next best thing. I mean, and even with the program, you're so connected and you show up even though you're going through some morning sickness, obviously, and all that, like you show up, even if you're not on the call one night, like I just watched your video that you posted 2 days ago, like just, you know, updating us, like you're here with us. And I don't know. I've just never experienced that from anything I've purchased before. So
that's why I was skeptical, because I was like, is this real? And it's so like on another level. So you should be proud of the program you built. This is great.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah. I'm glad that you feel that, because I know, you know, specifically with your example, Michelle, it's just so amazing to see a woman come into the discovery call, and there's so much skepticism and so many walls built up. Like, what is this? And especially, I don't know how you stay in the program after seeing that flow for 45 minutes. Like, another woman be like, all right, I'm out of here because this is weird and I'm not doing that. So I'm happy that you stayed and you explored, because I know you've had some pretty profound shifts and changes, which we're going to get into next. So, ladies, let's talk about what I'm curious about is, because obviously, you know, when you're on a discovery call, you sign up for this program. Michelle got 20 minutes later on a call. Women are flowing and we're like discussing things, dropping into the board. You're like, what the hell is this? And then you kind of get into it. You don't know what to expect and you get into it. And then things start happening, right? You start doing the work and things are shifting and everything. So let's talk about, perhaps you could tell us about two or three aha moments through this journey, and maybe you can weave in a story there or two. Because, you know, when we tell stories, it's very illustrative of our experience, how we felt. Maybe it's stories with men, maybe it's stories about yourself. So, yeah, two or three major aha moments as you went through this journey. And then we'll talk about after that, what has been the result, where you are at now in comparison to when you started. So we'll start with Samantha. Samantha, share with us, what were your aha moments?
Okay. So I thought of one. Oh, is that the one I want to start with though? I guess I won't go in order, because who cares anyway? one of my aha moments was actually fairly late in the program, but it's the one that came to my mind first. It was doing this practice of like reconnecting with your like wild woman, basically like with that inner self that you are, which this happened to me on my very first flow as well, which is like a guided thing. I actually go back to it all the time. Pretty much anytime I feel like I'm having trouble on my own, I actually do the guided one. And I just love that question you ask during it. Like, what does she want? Or what does she feel? And I like ask myself that. And that has always really helped me. And in that particular moment, though, when I was really looking at what are the roles I've played, I saw two things. And I saw that the roles I've played are a man. Like, I'm super good at providing and being there for other people and protecting the people that I care about. I mean, I'm like major warrior kind of energy. So I saw that. And then the other role that I play is like the little girl, where I need lots of validation, lots of almost like coddling, like being there. And I try to like pretend like I'm not that way, but then it always ends up coming out. So I saw that and was like, oh my gosh, that's just what's been keeping me stuck, is that my feminine energy is like stuck in this little girl stage, like this little princess. Like, then my own protector tries to protect my own little princess. Anyway, I just had this huge energetic aha of those are the two that I embody. And like, no wonder I attract either feminine men or like jerks that just treat me bad again. And then my warrior has to come out and slay them. Like, it's pretty much what happens. So that was a really big one for me, which was hard to put into words. But it was really something that I felt. And I think that the shift in that was seeing that I didn't need to stay there, that maybe is where I have been, but I don't need to continue to be that. And I got to really embrace who I could be and explore who I could be. And that felt really profound for me. Another one that was earlier in the program was exploring my limiting beliefs. And one of those that was like, really quick one, really obvious to me, was when I looked at what I automatically think about relationships, and these horrible words started pouring out of me. And I was like, yeah, I'm clearly terrified of relationships. And I've never seen it until now, like never. And I've done a lot of personal development work, and I've never seen before that I had like a baseline fear of relationships, because what I believe about relationships are they're scary, they're tumultuous, they're chaotic. Those were some of the words that came out of me. I was like, oh, wow, okay. Like, no wonder I have an upper limit that I've given to myself, where even with a good man, like, I can't go past that upper limit. Like, I won't let myself go any deeper into that relationship. I sabotage it and all kinds of stuff. So that was a big aha moment for me, was that limiting belief. So that was two.
Two is enough.
Two is great.
Well, you can share more if you want.
I mean, the third one I think I'll save, because it's more of a story of, like, as I started dating again, what I started noticing about men now that I am coming from this new context where I, like, notice their qualities that they're trying to,
let's just get into it, because, you know, then we're not going to have to go in circles 100 times. But tell us now, so with your realization, number one, wild woman in the role you were playing, a man, a protector, provider, and then a little girl, and the fact that you realized my feminine energy is stuck in the little girl energy, and then you have to put attracting feminine men. That's a really interesting dynamic. And then your beliefs about relationships, because of course, if you believe deep down inside that relationship is scary, tumultuous, and chaotic, then probably that's what you're going to be attracting, you know? Mm-hmm. So through this work, and I know you're still in it, it almost feels like this work never ends, you know? Where are you now, Samantha? So we talked about in the beginning of the program, or when you reached out, had the discovery call, you know, you were dealing with a past painful breakup, you knew you were contributing to it, you're looking into polarity men's work, and you knew that you said you were successful at work, but that's probably what's keeping you from being successful in your relationship. So tell us that story. Once you got out there, started dating men, what have you been noticing, and where are you now?
Yeah, I noticed some incredible things almost immediately when I started dating again. The men were incredible. Like, yeah, the first one that I went out with, like, more seriously, he just wanted to take the reins. There wasn't even an opening for me to try to take control, which I normally would do. Like, oh, let's see each other on this day and on this time. He just was like, well, what days work for you? And then I told him, okay, well, let's do a call. Does that work for you? Yeah, okay, sure. And then he sends me a link. I didn't do anything. And it was like our first date in person was the same thing. It was like just me telling him what I wanted to do. And he did it, like the example that I gave. And he pushed me back. When I started to like step into, let me take over, he was like, whoa, do you doubt me? Like, he literally used those words. Are you doubting me? I'm like, oh no, I would never. Like, like, it was so good for me to have like a little pushback. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's not your job. I loved it. But like on that date, you know, it's COVID and I didn't know how we were going to go out, and I live near Portland. So it was raining. So I didn't know how we were going to go out on this date. And so I told him, like, well, I'm not comfortable. I want to do like a restaurant or something like that if we can work it out. And so we had this backup plan. I said, I've had this, you know, amazing vision of this like car date as our backup plan, but like really, you know, make it nice, like really bougie. And he was like, oh, I love that idea. That's such a great idea. And then he sends me a list. I'm about to text him with like, make sure we have music. Let's make sure we have pillows so we're comfortable. Let's have lights. Like, I'm literally about to text him this. And he sends me a message with every single thing that I was about to tell him we needed. Every single thing. And then he asked me, did I miss anything? And I was like, what?
That's so good.
Like, these men exist. I can't believe it. Yeah, it was amazing. So anyway, and I've dated two that were like that. Just like, love it. Love it. So where I'm at now is I had the realization after dating these two amazing guys that I've really never been single, like intentionally single on my own, where I'm not thinking about a relationship, I'm not wanting a relationship. And I felt a really strong intuition in myself that that's what there was for me to do. That I'm like, I have reached a point in my journey where I'm like ready for my king. I have become and am becoming the queen, and I'm ready for my king. And I like knew that my last step was to intentionally be single and like let this man come and get me. I don't know. I can't explain it any more than like that. I just feel that in my bones. And so I stopped dating. I've been doing a lot of my own, you know, personal work, kind of like limiting beliefs kind of thing in myself since then, but just been really intentional. Like, I'm not longing for a relationship. That's the difference. I'm not looking for it. I'm not hoping for it. I'm open to it. And I'm also practicing letting the men in my life that are not, I'm not romantically involved with, like really be there for me and just practice with them. And I just know that at some point I'll be ready again, and that'll be that.
Wow. And we were trying to get you on the call here, Samantha. And in the background, there was someone in the background. She's like, oh, can you help me? And he's like, yeah, sure. So he actually fixed her laptop, and that's why she's here with us. And I was like,
that's right.
In practice. Good girl. So just to comment on that, Samantha, I resonate with your story so much because it's so interesting. You came into the program to, you know, break through the patterns and realize what you're doing wrong and attract, you know, committed men, like different types of men and everything. And through the whole process, you reframed your beliefs about men. You actually saw that, oh my God, these men exist, because so many women come into this experience where like, where are all the good men? Where have all the good men gone? All like, there's no men anymore. And through this process, they realize that no. Yeah, there's plenty of them. And my belief that they are in the majority. It's the women who almost like coke block themselves, you know? And I love that story with this guy who was like, what are you doing? Like, that's my job, you know? That is like, that's attractive to me, you know, when a man knows what he wants and he's telling you, Samantha, we're going here and here's what's happening. And you're like, oh my God. And it's really interesting because in that whole process, so first you realize these men exist. Okay, I don't need to stress anymore about the fact that they're not out there. And oh my God, what the world is going to end? Where are all the good men? But then in that process, you're like, okay, you're clear and secure within your own being that you know these men out there. You don't need to worry about that anymore. But now it's like, okay, how can I let him come to me? And how can I actually be on my own and single and be the woman who I want to be? Because that's what's happened with me. I literally was intentionally like, you know, I jumped from relationship to relationship for about 10 years. I've been in relationships, and then I broke up with this kind of a feminine man. And then I was single, you know, fucked around a lot. I did a lot of limiting belief work, like a lot of the stuff that you guys are doing in the program. I've done all of it, you know, oh my God, relationships are chaotic, you know, all of that. Plus on top of that embodiment, I fixed relationship with my father. I traveled the world, all of that. And then, you know, I met String randomly. So I wasn't actually dating actively on the apps or whatever. Not to say that you shouldn't do that, because we always say you have to put yourself out there. But I was just like so in love with myself, you know, and I know you guys have met String already and I've interviewed him as well. He was just saying, you were just a girl. You were in love with life. And that's what masculine men, the men that most of us want, are really, really attracted to. A woman who's like, not longing, yearning for a relationship from a place where it's like a little girl, or fulfill, you know, fill in my gaps or a void that I'm feeling within me. But when that void is filled with your own energy and your own life and your own queenhood, then this man is like, oh my God, who is this woman? Like, I need to be around her. So I had goosebumps, Samantha, when you were talking about I'm ready for my king and I know he's coming, because I wrote, and I encourage you, Samantha, to write a letter to him. I wrote this article. I don't know if any one of you read it. It's called He's Already Here. And I wrote it, I think like a year before I met String. And obviously when I met him, I'm like, who is this guy? He's a hell no. You know the story of that. But I felt it in my bones. First of all, I knew that there were amazing men out there like you do now, Samantha. But I felt it in my bones, like that's why this whole embodiment thing is so important, because you need to know how it feels in your body, right? And when you feel that, you know how to recognize it. And I just wrote him a letter and it was so beautiful. And I knew it was coming. I wasn't rushing, you know, because a lot of women are in this rushing stage. When is it happening? When is it coming on or over? Tell me when, you know? And I'm like, I can't tell you when, but you know, you need to be in that energy of a pool of a magnetic feminine kind of being so that he can come, and there's no timeline to it, but it's happening. So I'm super happy to hear where you are, Samantha. Thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men, and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
All right, moving on. Let's talk to Michelle. Let's hear from Michelle. So Michelle, what I'm curious about, let's probably keep it.
How do I follow that? I'm like sitting here like, that's such a nice story. So
yeah, that is a really cool story. And I know you have really cool stories, Michelle. So let's get to your story. So let's stick to one or two major aha moments in the pro, because I know there's a lot. Yeah. But if you were to pinpoint to like one or two major aha moments as you went through this journey, and still going through it, and then maybe you can weave in some stories there. And where are you now in comparison to when you started the program? And just to remind everyone, Michelle, you said, you know, you have been attracting great men. Well, yeah, great men. Because some were not, yeah, they were great, but I wasn't really happy with them. But let's call them great men. But it wasn't progressing in the way that you wanted to progress. So yeah, you really wanted to break through that pattern. So what were your aha moments and where are you now?
Yeah, I think I didn't even realize I have this pattern. I'm friends with all of my exes, like all of them. I was like, what the hell is that about? Like, I think I started the program and my mom had said something when I was like, maybe it's right before the program. It was the guy that did it, right? Yeah, like right before the program, things are going so well. And then they stopped and whatever. And I was like, oh, you know, we're friends. It's great. And she's like, you're friends with everybody. Like, you know, like, why are you friends with all of your exes? And I'm like, yeah. And it got me, that was something I brought with me into the program. And so
obviously I had, that was part of like something that I had to excavate and like figure out, why am I so desperate to be friends with all these guys? And then I excavated that, and that was a pretty big moment, you know, just realizing a lot of it. I mean, I have to reread my notes, honestly, as to what exactly came through for me, but I know that a lot of it had to do with just like this desperation to be like the cool girl and not like the needy girl. I want to be like the cool girl and always just like inclusive. And yeah, so that was something like this need to be like, I don't know. I didn't want that like shame of like, what if they talk bad about me? Like, I don't know. It was all this stuff that like definitely stemmed from like high school, you know, really like old stuff. So being able to kind of like recognize that and not take that with me in the future. Like even now, like a couple of guys I've gone out with, I noticed like the conversation is like, I'm not into it anymore, but they're still like, oh, like da da da. Like, and I'm finding myself like, oh wait, no. Like, I think I should just cut it off. And I brought this up in our last call. So anyway, that was big for me, because not that I don't want to be, you know, friends with people. I think it's awesome to have a nice network, but I also think that I'm somebody who can take on people's stuff as well. So it's very emotionally draining for me sometimes. And you have people who are going through stuff and they confide in you. And so this program, you know, the feminine flow and just everything about it being so centrally focused on me has been the biggest takeaway for me. That's what I can get emotional. I get like emotional about it because, you know, Samantha, like everything you're saying too, I was like, oh yeah, like putting other people first, like really great at that. Like really good. I'm like the caretaker. I'm one of four girls. So like all my sisters are married. They all have kids and, you know, wonderful husbands, and both my parents are remarried and wonderful relationships. And like, I just feel like the lone duck over here. And I'm like, I'm the caretaker, like anything anyone needs, the kids, whatever they need, I'm that person. And I'm like, God, what about me? You know? And like, that's been my biggest takeaway mm-hmm. with this is like, I've gotten really selfish in a really good way. Like, obviously I'm still there for people, but I've learned the power of saying no. And it's been really awesome because I think that I didn't even recognize the signs of burnout before, but like if somebody would ask me if I could like babysit and like I had, you know, I mean, the things that I have to juggle, especially now with two locations, is crazy. So like I would have in the past pushed myself to be like, yes, I can do that. I'll drive an hour to watch the kids and then drive an hour back and then like all this, but I know now where my limits lie. And so I know how to say no, and they'll find another solution. Or at least I'll meet them in the middle somehow to help out when I really can. And they've really respected my boundaries. Like they've been really proud of me for that. And so now my nights are like filled with like me coming home and running a bath and lighting a candle and purchasing the right bath bombs and, you know, just doing all these like really, and then my place, I've completely like dazzled, like my little spaces up to make them like very cozy and something that feels really good for me. Like my living room got a whole makeover since we started this. Like, and it's very pink. It's very feminine. And I spent like, you know, I went and got all the things that I wanted. I curated it the way that I wanted. And I still have like, you know, a ton to work on, but I just bought a new bed post, like a bed frame with like a headboard, and like really excited to put that together and all these little things that are just for me. And to your point, Samantha, again, it's like this whole time I'm like, oh, I want to meet like somebody who can, you know, help me. Like I'm freaking tired. And like, I would really like to meet that person, but I am not in the mood. Like I'm no longer in that mode of like, I need to find him. Like I've also like deleted the apps after like the last round of guys I went out with. And I've got great stories around those dates relating to this program too, about like polarity and how different it was and fun. But I'm just like, I don't want to find anybody on an app personally. Like, and that always felt right for me as well. Like I want him to come get me as well. Like we will meet when the time is right. Like, I don't want to focus on it. Like I'm really, really, really finding so much peace at the end of my day, connecting with myself. Like it is the best I have ever felt. I mean, ever. So I used to have a lot of like anxiety, and like I still get anxious about certain things, but there was so much anxiety around like how I was like, you know, when you're one of four girls, like there's always a competition in some way. And I'm like, oh, I'm in last place. Like, you know, I'm not the only one who doesn't have a husband. And I just felt like there was always something wrong with me. And that's just like, that was the story I was telling myself. Is there something wrong with me? What is wrong with me? Nobody loves me. Like, not that nobody loves me, but like that, no, I'm too much. I'm not enough. I'm, you know, not the right kind of person to be with another person. Like I'll be fine. I'll be by myself. It's not a problem. And I actually still feel that way. Like if I'm going to end up alone, that's fine. If I end up alone, I actually don't care anymore. Like I am I'm a good ass time. I have a good time with myself. Like I don't care. I have created like such a nice, environment, like for myself up here that it's like, it's all good. So, those are my biggest takeaways from this. And I think it's like worth its weight in gold to be able to have peace of mind, you know, and I'm not saying it's like done, I'm done forever. But the fact that like I have certain things I can always call upon when we do those drop-ins, you know, when I've had those one-on-one coaching calls and they say, you know, what are you feeling? Like I can go back to that place and know, okay, this is where my happy place is. This is the color and the texture of it. This is what makes me feel good. This is all of that. So having those recalls have been amazing as well.
Wow. So beautiful. So Michelle, what you're really talking about is actually the actual goal of the program. You know, that saying like, tell them what they want, give them what they need. And really what we all need as women, like what we want is like to be with a man and start attracting different men. But for me, that's why, you know, the goal of this program and my work with women is never to like get you specifically into a relationship and then get you engaged and get you married. Cause like, you know, there's quite a few simple techniques and tricks that we can do that to men, you know, to men, actually, that's the power that we have as women. Of course, men on the, that's like toxic femininity that we talk about. Not necessarily always, but you know, I can teach you that or whatever. You can like read a blog, whatever. But the whole goal of this journey is to really help a woman shift, transform so that she has the tools and the resources to feel good about herself, about her body, feel attractive and find that peace of mind where she knows she's the shit. Like she knows she's the queen and men would be lucky to be around her. Not in a way where it's like, you know, pretentious or kind of superior, but in a way that she values herself so much that she comes home and, you know, she does her altar, you know, does the bath and she puts herself first. So one of the 10 rules of being claimed, which is so important, one of the most important concepts we learn and work with is you get the best piece. And with that come your boundaries. With that comes your no. And with that comes that you put yourself first. Because if you don't, nobody else will. And all of these things of, you know, something's wrong with me, nobody loves me, too much, not enough. All of that is kind of spreading your energy, blending it into or becoming a chameleon to other people's, you know, expectations or needs or whatever. And then you become this person of like, who am I? You know, of course, I feel like nobody loves me because I don't really put myself first or love myself first. And that's what actually the work is all about. Because really, at the end of the day, it's not about the men, because the men can come and go. You know, I always say, yeah, I'm happily married and everything, but I don't know what's going to happen. You know, my husband can get hit by a bus. And I mean, hopefully not, obviously, but we'll always have ourselves, right? People can come and go, but what you have to live with is you, and you have to prioritize and you have to get the best piece, because when you do, then magical things happen. Different people start coming into your life who value your energy, who value your femininity, who value just to share with all of you. I don't know maybe it's pregnancy. I don't know. I bought this book about makeup 2 weeks ago. I've been obsessed, like literally every day. I'm just like, you know, I bought this skincare from this woman. I'm listening to her interviews, you know, and I'm like putting face oil twice a day in the morning. I'm so excited. I wake up excited to put that damn face oil on myself, you know. I'm like, what the hell is happening? And not that I didn't have this before, but you know, like I'm writing down illuminator names and like this powder and bronzer. I'm like, what the hell, you know? And it's just interesting, something that you would look at. And I know, so like, I love how you're saying, Michelle, you know, you redecorate. And I know so many women experience this, when you're getting in touch with all of that feminine quality of you, because, you know, most women who identify with feminine essence, we talk the concept of beauty and senses, like when you're surrounded by colors, by textures, by, you know, face oil that smells nice, and you know, you just sit there and, like, you know, you walk out of the mirror, out of the bathroom, liking what you see in the mirror, everything changes. And so many women are disconnected from that because they have these beliefs perhaps about, oh, that's vain. You know, that's for women who are not successful, ambitious, whatever. I just need to go, do. And you can do that still, but how can you first and foremost feel into what you're feeling now? How can you access those tools and resources that you have to actually do your flow first and really sit with yourself and focus on yourself first before you get out there into the world and the world starts, you know, needing things from you? So that's so beautiful, Michelle, that you've shared that story, especially when I remember what the conversation we had on our discovery call, because you wanted to know all the answers and all the guarantees and everything. Before we shift to Angie, Michelle, tell us a quick story about the men, because obviously this is not all about the men, but it kind of is as well. So have you noticed different about the men you're attracting? Or maybe tell us a story, like Samantha, you know, said, oh my God, this guy was doing everything. What has been your shift there? What have you noticed?
I think I've ignored certain types of guys in the past on, like, dating apps who will swipe on me, because I'll just immediately write them off as, like, oh, they're going to want a girl who's hotter than me. They're looking for somebody who's skinnier or prettier or whatever it is. Like, I have all those limiting beliefs that come in. And this gave me a confidence to be like, oh, you know what? Like, I'm going to do this and then, like, see where it goes. And so just, like, believing in the possibility of even, like, I just remember there was one guy I was like, he's out of my league. I remember, like, picking my sister. I read Surrendered Single. I think she recommends, like, I think it was her. I'm like, there's a lot of supporting narratives that I always follow, but somebody had suggested, like, getting a mentor and, like, somebody at, like, a happily married couple that, like, you know, you really look up to, or, like, not even happily married, but, like, somebody in a relationship that you want to confide in. So I chose my younger sister as my, like, relationship mentor for better or for worse. And I remember calling her and being like, so I'm going to have you be my mentor because I really love your relationship. And she was super honored. And I remember talking to her about this guy and she was like, out of your league. She's like, send me a picture. And I sent her a picture. She's like, what is wrong with you? You know? And she's like, do you realize how hot you are? She's like, and she was just, like, so sweet about it and really encouraging. And I was like, oh, and I'm like, but, like, his friends look really beautiful too. Like, and she's like, no, they don't. They look very average. What are you looking at? And she's like, just go for it. You're like, what are you thinking about right now? And so I ended up, like, listening and, like, and he's like, you know, he's still in my life, but, like, in not in, like, any profound way, but, like, we went out a few times and definitely not, like, yeah, his energy is wonderful. I mean, very good looking guy, but, like, very down to earth and, like, fun. And, like, and then there was this other guy, most notably this other guy. I mean, and that actually with that guy, I sent a text, I think you posted it the other day, from him. He had planned for us to go for a walk by the reservoir with our dogs. And it was supposed to be, like, a walk. And he was like, oh, let's do dinner too. Like, you know, and he, like, planned this whole day. And it was really nice. And he had planned it all. But then there was this other guy I was seeing at the same time, you know, that funnel work. And he also really stepping up. That guy really impressed me with how much he really planned. I felt like our first date was not great. Me and this guy, I felt like he talked all about himself. But then I was, like, confided in our little breakout groups that week with my group. And I was like, I don't know, this guy just, like, totally into himself. And then I was reminded about, like, the peacocking and how they like to show off. And, like, I gave it a second chance. And the second date, he asked me out, but I had already booked a date that week with the other guy. And I just, my work schedule doesn't allow me to have these, like, you know, fun weekends that I can just date multiple people in 1 week. So I was like, how about next week? I'm pretty booked up. And when I finally met up with him that next week, he was, like, totally different. He was, like, contacting me before. He's like, I saw this jazz club that, like, they're playing jazz inside and we can sit outside and listen. And, like, I just saw how badly, like, I wanted to bring you here in particular. Like, I just thought you to really appreciate this. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. That sounds amazing. So I get there, he stands up and he's like, oh, that chair is going to be too cold for you. As soon as I sat down, I was freezing. Take my chair. It's warm. Hands me his chair.
that he's warmed for me. And then we sit down and he's just asking me all about my week and how I am. And he's like, I have to be honest with you. He's like, I was so disappointed when you couldn't hang out last week. I've been looking forward to this. And I was like, okay. Like, so, and then like, just, I mean, the whole night, this was like amazing. It was a really great date. And we went out a few times afterwards too. There's like an ending song I don't need to get into, but yeah. So, but like, it really was going well for a little while.
But yeah.
I felt really desired and all. I felt really great.
Yeah. And, you know, Michelle, I'm happy that, you know, you're being honest about, yeah, it was great for a while and perhaps it didn't end up in how you wanted it to end up. Right. It's like, oh, so just, but at the same time, like what we talk about in the program, all of these experiences, like even with Samantha, you know, she said, oh, these two guys were amazing. I mean, obviously it didn't work. Well, maybe it will work out in the past, but right now they're out of the picture. And that's fine, because what we're working with every single man that we meet as we go through this process is a teacher and is an experience for us. And we're just rebuilding faith in men again that, oh my God, these men exist. And that would be just enough for us to know there's plenty of men out there who would warm up their chairs for you, Michelle, who would get like really anxious because you are busy, you know, with your life, with your work and with dating other men, because that's what this is all about, you know, because they're in pursuit and there's competition. So just knowing these principles and being okay with, you know, it was great enjoying the time, having the space, giving men other chances. And look, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. That's fine. There's plenty of fish in the sea. There's plenty of men in the funnel. You got to keep showing up, dating, and, you know, eventually the one who is right is going to step forward and claim you as the one. So thanks so much, Michelle. Super exciting. I know we all have plenty of stories, but not enough time. So last but not least, Angie, tell us your aha moments and where are you now? And just to remind everyone, you said, you know, you were just breaking up, you're moving out and you were exhausted and tired and you really wanted to figure it out, just didn't feel good. So tell us about your aha moments and where you are now.
Well, I have a lot of aha moments, but my biggest ones were probably just what the flow, like the embodiment part, because I'm like a hypersensitive person, especially to emotions. And I've been told my entire life, oh, you're too sensitive, like every boyfriend, you know, and so, and every person too. And I think after hearing that, and maybe this is similar to what Samantha said, but it's like, I learned to use masculinity as something to protect myself and shield myself from that. So I stepped into this role of like tomboy, of like, I don't wear makeup, I don't do those things, because it almost seemed like weak to me. And that's how I interpreted it. And so I feel like that was so pent up in my body that when I started to like do the drop-ins and started to like really flow, it was like, it just like cracked through all the stiffness, all the stress and pain and stored emotion in my body that I wasn't even aware of. And I think all the stored like emotions and stuff like that really, really inhibited my ability to just be in my body, to be present and stuff like that, and just to be in touch with myself. So with the embodiment practice and then like the drop-in calls and doing all the excavating and flowing through them and then really like feeling all the things that I've discovered like through the limiting beliefs and stuff like that and bringing in the new, I felt like I was just opening up more space. And so that kind of helped me to just get in touch with like the true me, not like the afraid me, like the one that was hiding behind everything, the one that's like using thinking as a way to like solve my issues or to find comfort and safety and figuring things out instead of using my body, my intuition, my feelings, because I know I've always known like that was a source of like knowing, deep knowing for me. And so being able to get back to that space and that like that part of me where it's like kind of like a like Samantha, like, oh, I'm here, like finally I'm back, like home, you know, and I can just, I don't need to overthink, I don't need to worry, like I know my answer, it's here, I know what I need to do, like I can immediately now just be like, just feel in my body, just like slow everything down and just be like, okay, yes, no, anything in life. And so I feel like being able to, that bridge, the embodiment bridge, the flowing to that space, I can navigate all situations, people, who to be around, who to not, who I want to work with. And so, yeah, I feel like it wasn't about really for me, like the program so much as attracting a guy, like that's the end product, you know? So I think just, yeah, getting in touch with myself, the truth of who I am, I feel like that's the biggest aha. And then with that was because I was so in my masculine, I feel like that was blocking me creatively. So as, you know, for my art and stuff, ever since I graduated college, I was so like worried, what do I do? Da, da, da. And it really took me out of feeling. And so for a really long time, I felt really lost and I felt really disconnected from my inspiration, my source of creativity. And so when I started to flow and I started to move and I felt my vision, my inner vision starting to like open up again. And that's where I have always drawn like really deep sources of inspiration where I just know like, oh, I want to make this. I want to create this. I just knew. And you know, so it's like the doors really opened a lot for me, my whole world. And I feel like art is really just who I've always been since a kid. So being able to tap back into that, I can feel light. I'm playful. I feel alive again. So thank you for bringing my, you know, like life back through me. And I'm not just worrying all the time. Like, what do I do? Like, who do I be? What do I say? Just like flowing through who I am, which is such a relief. So right now I'm through module 4 and so I was dating and then I stopped or I was in a relationship and then I worked on myself 3 months. Are you kidding me? I'm like a whole new person. I felt like I went to like a butterfly in a chrysalis and now I'm like out and I'm like, hell yeah, like I'm ready to fly or starting to fly. And so out of just, you know, curiosity and like, well, why not try dating? So I flipped on Hinge, whatever, and I talked to a couple of people and then I met someone like a couple of weeks ago who just was like, wow, you know, after I think we did the magnetizing your masculine man workshop, like feeling him, or I think there was another exercise we did where it's like, how would we show up in the world as your empowered woman or whichever, I think that was module 3. And like, then how would that man, I don't know, respond to her or something like that? You know, how would he feel? And it was just like blown away. I was like, what? Like, he was the person that I wrote in my journal like a couple months ago. And now he's like here and I feel it in my body. I feel the person who I wanted to be, who I wrote down, who I'm like, you know, and now it's like, is this like voodoo? Is this magic or something? I was like, okay, you know, so now I feel so embodied of who I really felt lost and disconnected to. And I'm just like, feel so alive. And I feel, you know, like totally so happy I signed up.
Oh, my God, you girls make me, if not cry, then definitely. I mean, I'm just so grateful listening to all of you. Cause sometimes, you know, like I do a lot of behind the scenes work and things like that. And just hearing all of you say what you're saying. I mean, hearing you say, Angie, in 3 months, my life transformed. And Michelle, I have never felt this way. I'm like, you know, I talked to Shanna about this and I told her, who is this person who created this incredible program? Like, I need to sign up, you know? I mean, obviously I'm in it. But you know, when like obviously with second pregnancy and husband and business, like I can also get caught up in the weeds of that. So these interviews with all of you are such an opportunity for me to just get plugged back in into why am I doing what I'm doing, you know? So thank you so much, Angie. And I know on every call you have your easel in front of you and you're like constantly drawing paintings. So I encourage you to post more in our group. I want to see what you're doing. And just quickly, and we're going to wrap up in about 5 minutes. The creativity part that you're talking about is such an important part, you know, in module 3. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, obviously there's 5 modules in the program, but in module 3, we talk about rediscovering your womanhood or yourself as a woman. And creativity is such a huge part of who we are as women. And we always talk about like, do something with your hands, get out of your head. And that's why we're seeing in Michelle, you know, it's like redecorating my room and doing these bombs and now I'm doing the makeup. And for you, Angie, because you're doing this professionally, I'm super happy to hear that this practice allowed you to express yourself in a much more expansive way. And all these ideas come to you. And I mean, you're a beautiful, I mean, obviously illustrator, but painter or whatever. So I constantly see you drawing and I'm super happy that you're reporting that this practice is helping open up all of these channels of constriction, you know, am I good enough, masculine and all of that. So, and that you're ready to fly, which is beautiful. Yeah. All right. So let's wrap this up, ladies. I want to thank you so much for being here. It's been so amazing. I know the women listening are like, oh, what is this about? And so for everyone, my last question to all of you real quick before we wrap up is for all of the women listening, by the way, you should totally, if you haven't watched the webinar, don't be like Michelle, watch the webinar so you can go to.
I eventually watched it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Initial calls like, oh, I should watch it. It was great.
Because the webinar really talks about the fundamentals of this work. And if you resonate with the webinar at the end of it, obviously there's an invitation for a discovery call. So if you're listening to this, watching this, if you haven't watched the webinar, go to girlskill.com/webinar so you can sign up and watch it. But if you did and like have been following my work and you want what Michelle has, Samantha has, Angie has, and more, you can go and sign up for a discovery call at girlskill.com/apply. So you first apply and then you book your call with us. So last question to all of you, Michelle, Samantha, Angie. Imagine yourself listening to this or watching this, a woman who is perhaps where you have been before you sign up for the program. What would you tell her? What would you tell her to encourage her to explore, to sign up, you know, watch the webinar or even sign up for the discovery call? Most important to say yes and to invest in herself and join this program. So we're going to start with Samantha.
Okay. I think that everyone, regardless of who they are, has a little voice they have a big voice in their head that's like talking to them. That's not the voice I'm talking about. I'm talking about the voice that's like in your gut. And you have a little voice there that gives you like kind of like a yes or a no. It's usually not much more than that. So the advice that I would give is to explore and then ask yourself a question that will let you tune into what that little voice says and just trust it.
Mm-hmm. Ask yourself, explore the question, explore the what we're saying basically, Samantha, if it's a yes, then it's a yes and no need to think about it too much.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you. Angie, what would you tell a woman like yourself listening to this and why she should say yes?
Well, I feel like anyone would benefit from this no matter what, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like every woman should just like just say yes and just do it. That's how I feel. But yeah, I think the turning point for me was when Becca was just like, feel into it. Like, ask yourself, is this worth, you know, do you want to invest in yourself? And it's always like, yes, this is my life. This is who I am. I want me to be the best version of myself. And then I want, you know, to attract the best mate that I can for myself for the best life. So it's like, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Angie. And last but not least, Michelle, What would you tell to that woman who wanted to do all the research, wanted all of her questions answered, you know, that's skeptical? Well, because there's a lot of women listening like that. So what would you tell them?
I would say it's okay to want to do that, right? You got to honor what you know, but also have faith in what you don't know. And I already did the research, so stop. I already did it. Don't waste your time. I'm diligent enough for us all. I already got your back. Just do it. But also, I had a friend who nudged me when I wasn't so sure. And she said, this seems to be continuously on your path. You've brought this up to me at least 3 times. I think it's time to just take a chance and go for it. Because I think, Angie, you said the same thing. Like, what do you have to lose? You know, so you've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. So just trust that it's on your path for a reason. You found Donna Rova for a reason. And yeah, I'm definitely skeptical. So if I could do it and feel this good about it, I've done all the research you need to.
If you don't trust Donna Rova, just trust Michelle. And she's done the work, all the research. You just got to say yes. So again, I invite all the listeners and those women who are watching and resonating. Say yes, sign up for a discovery call, get into the program. And Samantha, Angie, and Michelle, You're gonna hear from women who are gonna be like, I signed up because of you, because we've had that in the past when I did roundtables with Bonnie, Alien, Andrea's like, Bonnie, hello, I listened to your interview.
I heard that one. I heard Bonnie's story.
Yeah. So you're gonna be that woman, and just again, thank you so much, ladies. Really appreciate your time. I know it's late wherever you are, and I'll see you in the program because the work continues.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So, I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so, basically, what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with the wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.